This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The world's problems are seizing the spotlight as the UN General Assembly's yearly meeting of world leaders opens. It began Tuesday with dire assessments of a planet beset by escalating crises and conflicts that an aging international order seems increasingly ill-equipped to tackle. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the world is gridlocked in colossal global dysfunction. He and others pointed to the conflicts raging from Russia's six-month-old war in Ukraine to the decades-long dispute between Israel and the Palestinians. At a news conference, the White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says that Russia's war in Ukraine will be a big part of President Biden's address this Wednesday.
The main thrust of his presentation when it comes to Ukraine will really be about the United Nations Charter, about the foundational principle at the heart of that charter that countries cannot conquer their neighbors by force, cannot seize and acquire territory by force.
Addressing Russia's war in Ukraine through a translator during the UN General Assembly meeting, French President Emmanuel Macron says Russia's invasion of Ukraine was unprovoked and unjustified.
On the 24th of February this year, Russia, a permanent member of the Security Council, through an act of aggression, an invasion, an annexation, broke our collective security. It deliberately violated the UN Charter and the principle of sovereign equality of states.
Meanwhile, Russian-controlled regions of eastern and southern Ukraine announced plans Tuesday to start voting this week to become an integral part of Russia. The Kremlin-backed efforts to swallow up four regions could set the stage for Moscow to escalate the war following Ukrainian successes on the battlefield. This is VOA News. President Nayib Bukele of El Salvador has called before the United Nations Assembly for non-interference by what he calls powerful countries a few days after announcing that he will run for re-election despite the constitutional prohibition. In thinly veiled language and metaphor, he pushed back against the criticism his administration has received from the United States and the European Union for concentrating power and, more recently, suspending some constitutional rights under an ongoing six-month state of exception. He's highly popular in the tiny Central American country, and recent polls have shown his crackdown on powerful street gangs, in which more than 50,000 people have been arrested, has broad support. Hurricane Fiona is blasting the Turks and Caicos Islands as a Category 3 storm after devastating Puerto Rico, where more than most people remain without electricity or running water. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the storm's eye passed close to Grand Turk, the British territory's capital island. The government imposed a curfew and urged people to flee flood-prone areas. The storm could raise to sea levels by 5 to 8 feet above normal. Fiona had maximum sustained winds of 115 miles per hour and was moving north and northwest at 9 miles per hour early Tuesday. The Hurricane Center says a storm is likely to strengthen into a Category 4 hurricane as it approaches Bermuda on Friday. The independent arbiter tasked with inspecting documents seized in an FBI search of former U.S. President Donald Trump's Florida home says that he intends to push briskly through the review process. Raymond Deary, the veteran Brooklyn-based judge, also appeared skeptical of the Trump team's reluctance to say whether it's believed the records had been declassified. AP correspondent Eric Tucker reports that the special master seems dubious about assertions by Trump's attorneys.
It was striking the degree to which Judge Deary appeared skeptical of the Trump team's reluctance to communicate whether or not the documents have been declassified. He said, if you don't affirmatively assert one way or the other whether the documents have been declassified and the Justice Department makes a case that, in fact, they remain classified, then as far as I'm concerned, that's the end of the story.
The purpose of Tuesday's meeting was to sort out next steps in a review process expected to slow by weeks, if not months, the criminal investigations into the retention of top secret information at Mar-a-Lago after Trump left the White House. Recapping our top story, the world's problems have been seizing the spotlight as the UN General Assembly's yearly meeting of world power and leaders opens. Also, it began Tuesday with dire assessments of a planet beset by escalating crises and conflicts.